all this had ended, the Israelites in attendance went out to the cities of Judah and broke up the sacred pillars, chopped down the Asherah poles, and tore down the high places and altars throughout Judah and Benjamin, as well as in Ephraim and Manasseh, until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the Israelites returned to their cities, each to his own property. Hezekiah reestablished the divisions of the priests and Levites, each of them according to their duties as priests or Levites. For the burnt offerings and peace offerings, for ministry, for giving thanks, and for singing praises at the gates of the Lord's dwelling, the king contributed from his own possessions for the regular morning and evening burnt offerings, and for the burnt offerings on the Sabbaths, new moons, and appointed feasts, as written in the law of the Lord. Moreover, he commanded the people living in Jerusalem to make a contribution for the priests and Levites, so that they could devote themselves to the law of the Lord. As soon as the order went out, the Israelites generously provided the first fruits of the grain, new wine, oil, and honey, and of all the produce of the field, and they brought in an abundance, a tithe of everything. And the Israelites and Judahites who lived in the cities of Judah also brought a tithe of their herds and flocks, and a tithe of the holy things consecrated to the Lord their God, and they laid them in large heaps. In the third month they began building up the heaps, and they finished in the seventh month. When Hezekiah and his officials came and viewed the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. And Hezekiah questioned the priests and Levites about the heaps. And Azariah, the chief priest of the household of Zadok, answered him, "Since the people began to bring their contributions into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat, and there is plenty left over, because the Lord has blessed his people. This great abundance is what is left over." Then Hezekiah commanded them to prepare storerooms in the house of the Lord, and they did so. And they faithfully brought in the contributions, tithes, and dedicated gifts. Conaniah, the Levite, was the officer in charge of them, and his brother Shimei was second. Jehiel, Azaziah, Nahath, Asahel, Jerimoth, Jozabad, Eliel, Ismachiah, Mahath, and Benaiah were overseers under the authority of Conaniah and his brother Shimei, by appointment of King Hezekiah. And Amaziah, the chief official of the house of God, Kor, son of Imnah the Levite, the keeper of the east gate, was in charge of the freewill offerings given to God, distributing the contributions to the Lord and the consecrated gifts. under his authority, Eden, Miniam, and Jeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah, faithfully distributed portions to their fellow priests in their cities, according to their divisions, old and young alike. In addition, they distributed portions to the males, registered by genealogy, who were 3 years of age or older, to all who would enter the house of the Lord for their daily duties for service in the responsibilities of their divisions, and to the priests enrolled according to their families in the genealogy, as well as to the Levites 20 years of age or older, according to their duties and divisions. The genealogy included all the little ones, wives, sons, and daughters in the whole assembly, for they had faithfully consecrated themselves as holy. As for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who lived on the farmlands around each of their cities, or in any other city, men were designated by name to distribute a portion to every male among the priests and to every Levite listed by the genealogies. So this is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah. He did what was good and upright and true before the Lord his God. He was diligent in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law and the commandments, in order to seek his God. And so he prospered.